Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We have one team left. We have gone around the National Football League. We have stopped on the team that had the number one overall pick in last year's NFL draft. Easton Freeze joins us on the show from A to Z Sports as we take a closer look at the Tennessee Titans. Easton, how you doing today, my man?
Look at y'all, saving the best for last. I'm great. I, of course, am talking about myself and not the Titans. Who knows how good they're going to be?
Easton, I'm going to tell you this. You have the best name of anybody we've ever had come on this show.
Well, thank you. I didn't choose it, but I do thank my parents for it periodically because I get that compliment a lot.
All right, so there's a lot to talk about, but you guys got the number one overall pick. What's the hype? What's the excitement level for Cam Ward as he is entering the NFL?
However high you think it is higher. There has been an ever-present mutiny so far for more Cam Ward content from camp. However much the Titans put out on social media is not enough in the eyes of the fan base. They are insatiable for good reason, because it's super exciting to get a franchise quarterback and to get a guy who is the clear number one overall pick in a class. And Cam Ward's just got that cool factor to him, man. Whether or not he's going to work out in the NFL is a separate question. But he is somebody that is easy to root for. He's a guy that when you hear him speak, he's easy to believe in, to buy into. And, you know, the highlights at the very least are exciting enough to make you believe again. So it's a positive time here in Nashville.
I'm not here telling you that I think the Titans are going to be good this season, but I do think there is a pathway for them surprising some people. Like, if you look at their offense, if Cam Ward ends up being a good quarterback, you got Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley, you add Tyler Lockett. I mean, there's a little bit of room here for the Titans to kind of surprise some people this year.
I agree. And obviously it has to all come together, but I think, you know, the cause for optimism is whenever you add a high caliber, high pedigree quarterback to a team, no matter how bad the team is, there's always that mystery box factor of, what if they're just the man? And what if they're awesome right away? And everybody knows that a great quarterback dramatically changes your team no matter how many other holes you have. We saw it with, you know, 2 years ago, all the talk of C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love revolutionizing their squads, coming on strong in their first years as starters. And then last year we saw what Jaden Daniels did for Washington. So the quarterback alone can do that. We know that. Aside from him, I do think, and I'm somebody that has kind of beat that drum here in Nashville of, the offense last year was bad, but not nearly as bad as you think it was. And, you know, there's a lot of underlying metrics that point to that. Something I found today randomly, they lost 23 expected points last year on aborted snaps, which led the league by a quadrillion points. So just weird things where they were giving away points and constantly shooting themselves one toe at a time. If that stops, they're going to be a lot better. Maybe not good, but a lot better. And then the offensive line, I think, is the key to all of it, especially when you have a rookie quarterback, right? If you can protect that guy and make him comfortable back there, that goes so far for these young guys. And they have invested heavily, you know, went and signed the most expensive tackle on the free agent market. They have a first round pick in J.C. Latham, who's going to be entering his second year. Peter Skoronski, a former first round pick on that offensive line, went and signed Kevin Zeitler from the Lions, who's a stalwart career guard who is just as steady as they get. And then would Cushenberry, who they gave a lot of money to in free agency last year coming back from injury, if those guys can gel in a hurry under the tutelage of Bill Callahan, Brian Callahan's dad, who his reputation precedes him as one of the greatest offensive line coaches and developers of all time, if he can get those guys working, I think there is reason for excitement. Now, who's catching the passes? We'll see. There's, you know, Calvin Ridley and a pair of rookies and some guys that you're hoping break out, and that group may be a little bit insufficient this year, but you look again to the Commanders, the way that they did it last year. They had Terry McLaurin and a bunch of misfit toys, too, and they made it work because the quarterback was awesome. So that's what the Titans fans are hoping for.
Last thing here, Easton, the Titans over-under is 5.5. You taking the over or the under?
I am taking the over, and it's partially due to the faith in Cam Ward and this team getting better. But I also just, I don't know, man, it's hard to lose that many games. Like, it's hard to win less than five games. To be a bottom feeder for the Titans fans know this firsthand last year, to get the first overall pick, which they were not in position to get the first overall pick until the very last minute of the end of the season, you have to have a lot of things go your way with other teams winning and losing. And you also have to get uniquely unlucky, like multiple weeks in a row. You have to be really bad and unlucky. There are a lot of bad teams that still manage to win four, five, six games. So I think that they will, if anything, you know, fall backwards into six wins this year.
That is Easton Freeze joining us on the show today. He's with A to Z Sports in Nashville. The Titans have the number one overall pick, but you know what? Sounds like there's some optimism in Nashville. Easton, man, great stuff. We appreciate you.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.